This podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. The country we now call Australia was built on the stolen lands of hundreds of unique Indigenous nations, and we recognise that as white women, we continue to partake in and benefit from the act of colonisation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to Book Slut, a podcast bringing erotica out of the gutter and into a snobbier gutter. Hi, my name is Abby.
And I'm Sam. It should go without saying that this podcast is not safe for work, so put your headphones in.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. The world is on fire. I'm ready for some zombie dick.
I mean, there isn't any zombie dick. I'm sorry to let you down. But it is spooky.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really.
Oh. Oh, that was a real roller coaster.
So this fortnight I read Zombie Moon by Laurie Devoti, and it's part of the Nocturne series of Mills and Boone.
I do like how the C of Nocturne is a little moon.
Oh yeah, it's a nice touch.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So this one I found in Mildura, I believe, in a bargain bin.
Mildura getting down with the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So on the cover there, who you're seeing is Caleb Locke is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a werewolf zombie hunter.
Okay, that really explains my first question about this, which was essentially like that. That doesn't look like a zombie in the background there. And I was like,
oh, in the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
I was like, is he hunting like zombie wolves? Like, what's going on?
No. So he's okay. A werewolf.
Okay.
So,
I mean, he's made the first mistake, I think, of the zombie apocalypse.
Is it an open shirt?
I mean, it's much easier for them to just reach in and grab your heart out. No. Why? If you were, like, king shit in a zombie apocalypse, you wouldn't have, like, ammo. You wouldn't have ammo. You'd have a bow. Or you'd have, you know, you'd have a bow. Some sort of bow.
Yeah.
A projectile that doesn't require ammunition that you can just keep
that
on.
That also isn't loud. Aren't zombies attracted to loud noises?
I think there's a lot of...
Oh, let's not get into zombie lore. Although, let me just say that Laurie Devoti takes some liberties with zombie lore.
I did read a little bit about, like, the history of zombies.
Wow. Great. No, I'm here for it.
So, I feel like every time we throw something out, I'm like, there won't be any sort of academic text on this. Boom. There's always academic text on it. But the zombie stuff is actually quite interesting. There are some things I didn't know about zombies. Specifically, the Western zombie, which is like the American zombie, is grounded in, surprisingly, racism. Like, heaps of racism. So it was like, what happened was there was a revolution in Haiti. And there was a lot of forced migration to America, and the Haitians brought their religion, which was voodoo, and there were zombies in voodoo, but then the white Americans kind of grabbed it and made it into this, like, the horror part of it is this inferior sort of race that are kind of mobbing them with just, you know, infecting people. It's all just very racist.
Oh god. I mean, I'm not really surprised.
No,
but disappointed.
Yeah. So I did find out that, because I was like, where do zombies come from?
Yeah,
you know, like, what's their background, what's their deal? So there's some history, zombie That's... history for you.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There you go. Learning.
I mean, it's developed. It's developed a bit now. It's essentially like the zombie has just become this nameless, faceless fear billboard, essentially, that people put things like... I've seen a few zombie movies recently, more recent ones, where the zombies are very obviously tied towards, like, screens and consumerism and anything that makes people like mindless in this sense.
Yeah.
So people still froth zombies and they fucking froth intellectualizing a goddamn zombie.
Like we're doing right now?
Yes. All right, touche. Get on with the sexy part.
Okay, so the book opens with "The stench of death hung in the alley."
Sexy.
Yeah. So, okay, so Caleb is in this alley. He's lurking around. He's on the hunt for zombies because that's like his calling.
Mm-hmm.
So he sets this trap. He carries human brains in this little like container.
Is this in his like little utility belt?
I imagine so.
Just a little Tupperware. A few little brains Tupperwares.
So he pops this brains on the out to like lure the zombies out, and then he jumps into a dumpster. And then next minute we meet Samantha Wagner.
Ooh, Samantha.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it.
Oh gosh. This is like me and every redhead character.
Well, what colour do you think her hair
is? Oh no, is she a redhead?
Well, it's dark, but it's got a red tinge in it.
Of course it does.
Let me also just preface this by saying that this book was really fucking lame. Like, it was so cringy. So we meet Samantha Wagner, who comes into the alley. She's on the hunt for Caleb Locke. She's looking for him because she needs his help.
Mm-hmm.
So she's attacked by some zombies. But it goes on about how she's like trained in martial arts and like has been shooting guns since she was a kid because it's the US and loves.
How long's the apocalypse been going for?
So there's no apocalypse.
Okay.
People don't believe that zombies exist.
What?
Like they are around, but it's not like a known thing. Like people don't know, the general population doesn't know about or believe in zombies or werewolves or anything like that. I don't really know how the zombies are getting away with that.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, werewolves I get because they're a thinking person most of the time, but a zombie, like, it's just gonna be shuffling around.
Yeah,
like, what are you gonna... How do you...
I told you she took some liberties.
Okay, good.
So Samantha fights back against these zombies, and she's shooting them in the chest, in the heart.
What a fucking idiot.
Right? And Caleb's in the dumpster, and he's like, who the fuck's this bitch? What is she doing?
It's like, I mean, maybe I'm just one of the sheep people and there are zombies in this world, but even I know that you don't shoot them in the heart.
Exactly. Right?
Take out the head. That's why they eat brains. Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah. She's an idiot. They do make it very specific in this book though, that you need to take out the brain stem, the bit that it connects to the...
Okay.
Spine.
Okay.
You have to specifically get that bit.
Yeah, right. That's still not in the heart, though, is it?
No, it's not. And there are many times when Samantha has let me down in this book. So Caleb's like, what the fuck is this girl doing? There's this bit where it's like holding her gun at her side. Samantha hesitated. She'd used 3 shots. She had 3 rounds left for 5 zombies. She was no math genius, but even she knew that those odds weren't good.
Oh, no.
So...
when was it written?
2010.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
I was really hoping for, like, early 90s, late 80s.
No.
Yep.
So Caleb, like, jumps in and, like, helps, and they kill all the zombies, and then he's like, bye, I'm out of here, because you're an idiot, and I'm a lone wolf. Which is,
literally,
yeah, it's a recurring motif.
Oh, good. On the nose.
And then
devotee.
But like, as he's walking away, he's thinking to himself, she was a strange mix, polite and angry, scared and fearless.
Virgin and whore. Yeah.
He had to admire a woman like that. He didn't want to, but he couldn't help himself. Off to a good start at this point.
Yeah, nailing it. This is like just in the first
pages. This is the opening scene.
Yeah, right. That's just like, you're right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that people don't know that zombies are a thing at this point?
No.
I'm just really intrigued by the politics.
You're going to... you're going to have so many questions.
Okay, I'll leave them.
I'm going to try and skim over some of the plot because there's so much plot.
You just keep picking really plot-heavy stories.
I know. Anyway, more zombies come. They attack her. She's fighting. He comes back. Whatever. Long story
Wait,
short.
Wait, sorry. No. So she goes in. Zombies attack her. He helps.
Yeah.
He walks away. More zombies come and attack her.
Yes.
He like comes
And
back.
Then he's like, oh, I guess I better go help her.
Is she in the same spot? Did she not?
No, she at some point passes out.
Oh.
I can't remember exactly. She's like vomiting and stuff as well. It's
not what? A... Because... Does she have the black plague?
No, because the stench of death is in the air.
Oh, right.
Anyway, she's having a bad time.
Yeah.
Not the best shit. First impression.
Yeah, right. Got a lot of stuff happening.
I mean, there is a lot happening. She does try very hard to like hold her own, but it's... Anyway, so he saves her. She passes out. And then he's like, oh, well, I can't leave her here. Also, she looks hot in her silver coat. Her shiny silver coat.
Okay, so we're like part zombie apocalypse slash not apocalypse, part like Blade Runner? Is that?
No, I think it's just...
the vibe that I'm getting.
I think it's just a fashion choice.
Oh. Part like Buffy circa early 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's bringing the fashion choices... from the time where her gender politics
yes.
were suitable.
I would say so.
Right, yes. Got it.
So then, next minute she wakes up in her underwear in a hotel room alone, and there's a padlock on the door. And she's like, uh-oh, this ain't good.
Well, no shit.
So she's like, fuck, I'm in my underwear. Yeah. Someone's undressed me.
She's not good at math, but those are not good odds.
Exactly. So she can hear someone in the shower though. And then, so the way the book is written, it switches between their perspectives every
oh good
couple of paragraphs or something.
Mm, yeah. Oh, every couple of paragraphs.
Like it's very
not even
quick.
Like a chapter.
No.
Ah.
It's very quick.
Do they tell like the same thing over again?
There's a little bit of overlap.
I fucking hate that. That's why I hate Dracula. I fucking hate it.
So we switch to Caleb's point of view because he's in the shower. And in the shower, he's fantasizing about her. And he's like, images of her standing under the shower stream with him, of water beading on her breasts, running down her cleavage across her flat belly, and finally getting lost in the thatch of curls that would hide her sex. Almost overwhelmed him. So shout out to pubic hair.
Woo woo!
But yeah.
Also, has she like butted herself up before going into the shower? Like beading?
I mean, it's his fantasy, right? Let him have it. So he's like having a good time in the shower. Meanwhile, Samantha's out in the room getting ready to attack whoever's in there.
Yeah, fair enough,
with
Samantha.
A lamp.
I mean, I assume he took her weapons.
I imagine so, surely. So he comes out fully naked. She attacks and they kind of like scuffle about, which of course leads to them making out.
Yeah. I mean, every time I've scuffled, it's essentially been the same thing. So.
And then there was this bit that I really didn't like. Back in Samantha's perspective, she's like, one night stands were not something she did. She took care of her health and body and was training to be a nurse. She knew all too well the dangers of unguarded sex in the modern world.
What a useless sentence.
Also, like, a weird, like, slut-shaming attitude. Like,
just put a condom on, Samantha.
I know. So, anyway, they make out for a bit and then they stop. And she's, like, all, like, twirling her hair and shit.
Also, they're just making out. But, you know, like,
yeah, but
calm down.
But they're, like, almost naked. And she's like, oh, it almost... You know,
it's almost sex. Which is essentially sex.
Yeah. Anyway, and so then she's like, Caleb, I need your help. My friend was kidnapped by zombies.
No. No. No.
It's not...
No.
And Caleb's also like, no, it's not how zombies work. So she shows him videos of her friend. And it kind of looks like she's being attacked by zombies who are being controlled by someone else. they somehow come to this conclusion that there's someone breeding zombies in Texas.
Yep. I mean, if it was going to be anywhere, it was going to be in Texas, let's be real.
And so they set off to, like, save her friend. Her friend's name's Allison. They hit the road together and they're driving and whatever. And Samantha, I'd have to call her Sam, as though she's myself. That's upsetting.
Please do continue talking about yourself in third person.
And Samantha's like, I have some money. Like, how else would I pay you? And he's like, I don't know. I'm sure we could figure out some kind of trade.
Gross. Yeah, it's Caleb.
It's really uncomfortable. So they're driving and then we switch into Caleb's perspective and he's like, God, it's actually really nice. Like, I'm usually really lonely. This is nice having company. Like, you start to see the soft side of the wolf.
His soft, furry outer.
But then there was this fucking bit. So, like, a bunch of stuff happens and then they end up getting food. And he's got, like, 8 hamburgers. Because he's a werewolf and also he's fighting zombies, you know? He's hungry.
Yeah, right. Sorry. My face was totally disproportionate to his lifestyle.
But Samantha gets a fucking salad.
No.
And then she, like, she's a vegan yoga instructor training to be a nurse. What? And she...
Oh, my God. I love how much information we have about Samantha. From that. Like, do we know about Caleb's aspirations?
Revenge. That's it.
Oh, revenge.
He's a lone wolf.
He is a one-dimensional wolf man character.
Well, we learn a little bit more, but yeah, essentially, yes. But, so she lectures him about the ethics of eating meat. And I was like, I mean, fuck. Wow. Like, that's a bit bold.
What a thing to pick on in a zombie situation.
And then he throws out the fucking burgers. He throws them in the bin.
Does he turn vegan?
Later on in the book, he's like picking at trail mix and shit. It was upsetting. It was upsetting to read. Anyway, it starts to get juicy when some zombies attack them. And one of the zombies...
Zombies always get my juices flowing.
The zombie talks to him and asks him where Samantha is. And he's like,
what?
What the fuck? This zombie is talking to me. Liberties.
Yeah, I mean, they at this point, they just sound like cannibals. Like,
yeah. I mean, the name suggests zombies, but...
Is it just actually a town with a few cannibals? Is that...
the town of America.
That's a big town.
So there's, you know, no sex yet.
Mm.
Just a lot of tension and a lot of, like, his inner wolf, like, desiring her and her, like, pulsating and stuff.
Ooh.
So, you know, tension building.
Tension. Yeah, got it.
So, bunch of plot happens, blah, blah, blah. We find out that Samantha has been lying to Caleb at one point.
Bum, bum, bum.
There are no zombies in Texas. So,
what?
So as it turns out, she's just trying to, like, lure him away from a zombie lab where there's a doctor, the zombie doctor who's creating zombies.
Okay, you guys just put the word zombie in front of a profession and make it so that it's a zombie person. Like, that's not what zombies do. Is it a doctor that specializes in zombies?
The doctor specializes in zombies.
Oh, right.
It's not a doctor that is a zombie.
Right.
The
Sorry.
Doctor turns humans into zombies.
And she... How?
Just irrelevant details.
And she's trying to get him away from that doctor. Or towards that doctor.
Well, we don't know yet at this point in the story.
Okay.
Just that she's lying.
So the doctor's not in Texas, though?
No.
The doctor was where he was.
She's been tasked to lure Caleb away.
Okay.
So
she's evil.
Well, she's being
used.
She's
on the side of the zombies.
She's an idiot.
Okay.
No, it's because she's trying to save her friend Allison.
Who was kidnapped by zombies?
Or by the zombie doctor.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway, so here comes the sex scene.
Uh-huh.
So Caleb got shot in one of the attacks, right? Mm-hmm. And Samantha's like, "Ooh, I'm training to be a nurse. Let me help you."
She really loves bringing up the nurse thing.
Loves it. And he's like, "Oh no, don't worry. I heal really fast. It's all good.
A fucking werewolf."
Yeah, but she doesn't know this.
Oh, she doesn't know he's a werewolf.
No.
Oh, plot twist.
Yeah. And so she like looks at it and she's like, "Oh, like he was fucking shot and there's nothing really there." And she's like, "Huh. Okay."
Seems legit.
And then, so they're like about to have sex, and like he ran his hands down her sides. She was thin but muscular, sleek like a dancer.
It sounds like he's describing a horse.
Or a female werewolf.
Oh, very specific body type, female werewolf.
An attainable one.
See
for sure.
It in Werewolf Daily.
And then this made me uncomfortable. His erection pulsed against his pants.
Sorry. I really wish he had said penis, because then it would be like penis pulsed against his pants.
Oh,
like,
come on, Laurie.
Nice, yeah, that's some alliteration.
Okay, so his erection pulsed against his pants as her sex rubbed over him.
I don't...
He hasn't even got bad yet. Give me a second. He ached to be free, but feared, despite her seemingly eager acceptance of what was about to happen, too quick of a move would scare her away. Like any prey, she had to be stalked, watched, and coaxed. And like any hunt, that extra effort would make the outcome all that much sweeter.
Let's say it together. Women are not prey.
2010.
Yeah, that's too late for this sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
Or as one of our friends says, this sort of straight nonsense.
Yeah. So they have sex. They wake up the next day, and then Samantha goes to the bathroom. She has this secret silver, like, canister thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
That he can't touch because he's a werewolf.
Oh, it's silver colored.
Oh.
Sorry, that's confusing. It starts to like buzz and make noises, but he can't hear it because it's at like a low frequency or something.
Anyway, I'm sorry. She has a buzzing silver canister.
Yeah, so as it turns out to be like a sort of like a pager kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's set up to buzz at a frequency.
Inside the canister? Or the canister is the pager?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like some kind of... It's vague. Okay.
Is it called a canister though? Because that's a thing that you open.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Okay. That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's
about the
relevant
size. Imagine like a cylinder. Maybe I meant cylinder. Like kind of like the size of like a lipstick.
Right.
That kind of shape.
Okay.
Whew, glad we got through that. So she gets up out of bed. He's naked in bed still. She's hearing this buzzing thing and she's like, fuck. So she picks up her coat and like goes to go to the bathroom to figure out what it is. Because she realizes that he can't hear it. The zombie doctor gave it to her.
Yep.
You with me?
Yep.
So... Get so much joy from Mills and Boobies. They're so dumb.
There's always just so many irrelevant facts.
So, okay. Yeah. But then, like, Caleb, like, freaks out. So Caleb doesn't know that Samantha's lying at this point. But okay. He gets all, like, fucking bitchy because...
Bitchy, that's a funny dog joke.
I didn't even mean to. That's so good. Because she, like, gets up and then he, like, has... He gets all, like, dramatic and he has this little...
Wait, because she just, like, got out of bed.
Yeah. And, like, turns her back on him or something.
Run away, Sam! Run away!
And he's all like, it was the first time since he'd become a werewolf that he hadn't woken with revenge at the forefront of his mind. He had been happy.
With an actual
Yeah.
Oof.
But there's so many dots.
Yeah, you're really reaching for, like, literary tools at that point.
It's got to create suspense somehow. But then Samantha had stepped away and he'd realized how stupid he was, how easily he had fallen for the seductive trap that she had set.
He thought those women and their sex.
He thought he was hardened to hurt, couldn't feel such emotions anymore, but he had been wrong.
What a little whiny baby.
I know, he's such a little bitch.
Bitch. What a bitch.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Blah, blah, blah. Major plot point. Samantha has been in touch with Zombie Doctor the whole time.
Through the canister, I'm assuming.
And her whole thing was that she was supposed to... She's doing as the Zombie Doctor bids because she's trying to get her friend Allison free.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't. Bet Caleb doesn't see it that way. Because he's a butt.
Well, eventually Caleb starts to, like, catch on. And he confronts her in the car. And then they, like, make out in the car. Because apparently
that's
whatever...
That's what happens after confrontations. Yeah. Scuffle. Make out.
And then he finds the little metal lipstick-shaped thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like...
Is this a vibrator? I'm very upset. My manhood is challenged.
Shit, that's good. He's like, who are you working for? And what do you want from me?
I love how people can't see this, but you're like brandishing a lipstick at me.
And then, hold on, wait for it. He asked, his voice, cold, .. Sorry. His voice cold. .. Fuck, this is going to be hard to edit. Okay, sorry.
You can't put an ellipsis in a description. Oh.
Okay, so. Oh my god, okay, so.
Sorry.
I'm crying.
Okay.
Calm. Right. No, we got this. Okay. Who are you? Who are you working for? And what do you want from me? He asked. His voice. Cold. .. Dead. Dead. As one... Sorry. Dead as one of the zombies he hunted. It was how he felt inside.
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad we got through that.
No. No.
Okay. So she looked sad, sexy, and scared.
Oh my god. That is just my favorite way to see a woman. Sad, sexy, and scared. At least two of those are good emotions, right?
I mean, that's what you want in your women. Sad and scared.
Sad and scared. Just a dash of sexy.
Oh god. Okay.
Oh, that was a two sentences.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Need some water.
So he's angry, but he's like all torn up inside, and he's all like, the beast inside, you know, doesn't want him to hurt her and loves her and yearns for her and stuff. Blah, blah, blah. They go to this address that she's supposed to take him to, and it turns out it's a werewolf campsite where they turn people into werewolves.
Why are there so many people turning people into other things?
It's just you wait.
Oh, good.
Just you wait. So it's where Caleb was turned. Samantha gets a call from the zombie doctor. He's like, cool, you've done your bit. Good job. You can see Allison at this cabin in the woods at midnight tomorrow night while there's a full moon.
Oh, that sounds
safe.
Yeah. Where's the zombie doctor? Wait, is the zombie doctor at the werewolf camp?
Well, at the end, turns out yes.
Oh.
So,
I mean, if you're turning people into zombies, you may as well also turn them into werewolves. You know, like why limit yourself to one brand?
Do you want me to just tell you the big plot twist at the end?
No.
Just get, okay. You want the suspense?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have...
they are zombie werewolves, is that...
No. So Samantha and Caleb have one more night together before the full moon.
And I'm assuming Caleb's not allowed to go to the place. Or does she know he's a werewolf yet?
She doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And so obviously he's going to turn into a werewolf. Like he can't control that.
Yeah.
But he can control, like he can just shift at any other point whenever he likes.
Yeah, that's a sexy werewolf thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I don't know if it's another werewolf thing, but from the werewolf canon I've been reading on Facebook, it's a sexy werewolf thing.
Oh, there you go. So they're getting all like hot and heavy. And this sex scene, actually, I didn't mind as much. Like it was...
High praise indeed.
Well, it was in front of a fireplace and they're on the floor.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Literally.
Ooh,
puns.
And then Samantha starts to like get up in her own head and she starts to think about like what a fucked situation this is.
Like the zombie thing or like her and Caleb?
All of it. She's just kind of like, this is all bad.
Yeah, right.
Also, like, I'm so into this guy and, like, I might not see him ever again. Like, this is dumb.
Right.
And he's like, no, stop, don't think.
Yeah, don't do it.
And then...
No.
She's like, she needed him more than she needed anything. And she wasn't going to let a silly little thing like thinking, knowing what was to come, stop her from having him. And I was like, come on, Samantha. And then they say, I love you and
yeah,
stuff.
How did she become a nurse if she doesn't know math? Sorry, just to throw back. But
especially basic math.
Yeah,
like
three bullets, five zombies.
It sounds like a really basic question that you get in primary school. There are five zombies and three bullets. How many zombies are left?
Anyway.
So they fuck on the floor in front of a fire. That was fun to say.
That was a good alliteration.
Yeah, well, you could learn something. Laurie Devoti.
Laurie Devoti. Good name.
It is a good name. So Caleb gets his knickers in a twist, won't let Samantha go to meet Allison in this cabin because he's like, it ain't safe.
I mean...
Fair.
Yeah. I don't want to stick up for Caleb, but like, yeah.
So then he gets one of his wolf pals to mind her. Essentially, this wolf called Linda won't let her leave this hotel room.
Seems safe.
Samantha's still just kind of like, oh, there's a wolf, okay. Like, not putting things together.
Oh, is Linda a wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, so she knows Linda's a wolf. A wolf.
No, she just thinks it's a dog.
Oh. She's a really well-trained wolf.
Yeah.
Right.
So it turns out that there is a scheme running out of the
universities
werewolf camp.
Must have really gone downhill post-zombies. Scheme. Wolf camp. Got
so
it.
Then turns out there's a scheme running out of the werewolf camp.
Mm-hmm.
People go there looking to be turned into a werewolf. Essentially, like, because you get all of, like, the strength and your metabolism's good and you...
Heal.
And... but the alpha is, like, real money-hungry and real selective and only, like, turns werewolves that are going to be able to make... valuable donations to keep the pack wealthy. Mm-hmm. So the people who get rejected, because they're often they're like sick or they're needy or whatever, they end up being given to the zombie doctor because they're in cahoots.
Oh my god.
And the zombie doctor,
that is capitalism,
is paying the pack leader for it.
Wow.
Like thousands of dollars.
Yeah. That's evil.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not. And they turn them into zombies via gas. Liberties. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, Samantha escapes from Linda. Well, she doesn't really escape. She kind of loses her mind a little bit and tells Linda, the wolf, the whole story. And because Linda's a werewolf, she can understand. So Linda lets her go. Samantha, again, doesn't think much of this.
Doesn't question that.
She goes to try to save her friend Allison. Allison rocks up. Shocker, Allison is a zombie now. But she can, like, talk and stuff. And she's there on the zombie doctor's bidding. So they, like, fight. Samantha's real weak about it. And she's like, I couldn't kill my friend. Even if she's a zombie. Like, she looked too much like her friend. She couldn't kill her. And I was like, I'd straight up kill Abby.
I was about to say, I feel like I would maybe struggle.
Would you?
Like, I feel like if you were trying to do a zombie, but, like, you weren't, like, a mindless zombie, you know? Like, you still kind of had a bit of you to you. I wouldn't be able to just straight up kill you like you obviously would.
This is awkward.
But anyway, that's fine.
Well, so Samantha, like, runs away into the forest. Allison chases her. Samantha's making some poor decisions. Allison attacks her and, like, puts her, like, hands around Samantha's throat and, like, choking her. And Samantha's still like, no, I can't. Like, at that point.
Oh, yeah. No, at that point, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
You'd
right?
I would decapitate you with glee.
So, like, meanwhile, Caleb's fighting his way out of this werewolf camp. He's fighting his way out of... Well, he's at the werewolf camp, but there's all of these zombies who have just been rejected.
Right.
Like, they're fresh zombies.
Yeah, right.
And he's fighting his way out. And he sees Linda and Linda's partner, Mark, both werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much plot, but it's worth it for this line. Fucking Linda passes out for some reason. And then Mark comes up to Caleb and he's like, oh, Linda let Samantha go once she heard her story. And then he's like, she's a romantic and a bit of a women's libber. He laughed. She wasn't happy when I asked her to keep your female trapped away. I should have known that she'd let her go. I was like, oh boy, no.
2010. That's too late to be using terms like woman's libber. I mean, at all. It's just not really used, but also, and then chuckling about it.
Yeah, really question what's going on there. Divine. A lot of stuff happens. It really drags on at the end. At the end of the day, though, Caleb, as a wolf, kills Allison. Samantha runs away.
She does a lot of running, this girl.
I mean, all that salad.
Yeah, schooling right. Her. It's all those proteins.
Caleb gets captured by the zombie doctor. Samantha eventually goes to try and save him. And then...
they live happily ever after.
Essentially, yeah. They get away and live happily ever after. There's a wolf mutiny in there at some point. There's some wolf politics. And he ends up being the alpha, and they live on this fucking camp.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot in there.
I mean.
Thank you for coming on this journey.
Yeah, that was beautiful. You know what there wasn't very much of? Zombies.
Yeah. It was misleading in the end. Like, you get a lot of descriptions of zombies, but I was kind of expecting zombies to play more of a role.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get... So, a lot of the stuff that I was reading about zombies and erotica was essentially saying that, like, people just don't find zombies sexy.
Shocker. Yes.
So, it was like, it's actually quite hard to make erotica about zombies. And it's, but then like quite a few people were grappling with it, with a lot of different things with zombies. And part of it is like consent. Part of it is the tie to necrophilia. Ugh. Like, and
that's
then,
not sexy.
Yeah. And then also just the fact that they're like kind of grotesque.
They smell bad. And like body parts falling off and shit.
There's this horrific porn, which I started reading like articles about it. Being like, ha ha ha, because it's called Porn of the Dead.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
yeah.
No.
And it sounds fucking terrible. Oh. It sounds really misogynistic and bad.
Oh.
It was in 2006, but I had this thing that was saying it features explicit sex between porn stars and grotesquely made up female zombies who are sexually penetrated anally, vaginally, and via wounds in their deteriorating flesh.
Oh. That's so upsetting.
Yeah, so I mean,
I hope they were paid well.
It exists. Also, how do you, what's the movie magic behind a penis into like a makeup wound?
Maybe they're strategic where they put the wounds. Like maybe it's like near your armpit or something.
This is my woundy armpit. Yeah, like I don't know what movie magic they did there. But I do have, like, I have some questions around zombie sex.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I mean, essentially mostly academic stuff can be summed up in the fact that, like, the zombie body can be a political body.
Mm-hmm.
Because of it's this, as I was saying, like, this blank page for our fears. Then I also read this really interesting article that's not entirely relevant to all of this, but it was essentially about...
We're like, we can keep it light. And you go deep into zombie.
Zombie.
That's kind of cute.
No, I read this other article that was about, you know, the zombie body. And I'm saying zombie body like it's this political kind of... Anyway, but the zombie body is actually most often gendered female. Like, even, and it had these things of, like, even when it's not gendered,
it's still
female. And their hypothesis was essentially similar to, like, the racist roots of it, that it's based in the idea of women as lesser and, like, mindless.
Inferior, weak.
Yeah, and consuming.
Except for those fast zombies.
Yeah.
They're fucking terrifying.
But also the idea that if you get a bunch of women together, they can mob the patriarchy, essentially.
It's terrifying.
And that's why it's scary.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, right? So people theorize on a zombie, but... Oh, and then there was also this theory about the zombie. So one area where there is quite a bit of zombie, sexy zombie time, gay porn.
Oh,
that's... There's a lot of male gay... zombie. I mean, I'm sorry. When I say a lot, I mean in comparison to the, you know, to the sparsity of zombie porn in other areas.
Interesting.
So, one of the things I was thinking about, can a zombie have sex?
Mm.
Penetrative sex.
Well, because I assume, so you can be penetrated, also extra, like, soft flesh, I imagine. Ooh. But to penetrate, I imagine, would be rigor mortis? I don't know. How do you get erect?
Yeah, right. But rigor mortis only lasts for a little while. And then you just get gassy.
Oh, you've been reading too much about this.
No, I knew that before this.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't...
How that... Maybe that's why the porn is a bunch of...
Women?
Yeah. Because maybe the directors were like, well, so we couldn't have male zombies.
Yeah, Porn of the Dead I was reading about does have some male zombies in it as well.
But this, again, like, zombies aren't thinking. Like, I think that's pretty established.
Yeah, so I think that's probably the main issue with the whole zombie sex thing. But I also ended up on some Reddits.
Oh, no.
About it. Oh. And, like, I mean, they were mostly just... saying your normal misogynistic, like, oh, but she'd be fucking ugly kind of things.
I mean, she's dead and decaying.
Yeah, there are a few people who are
do
like,
we still hold women to high standards even after death?
Can't you just slap some makeup on it?
Fuck.
Jesus. But yeah, but then there was this one that was like, you know, Firstly, would you have sex with a zombie? And if you did have sex with a zombie, would you get infected with the zombie infection?
Only if it's rough sex and it's biting you.
Yeah, so I think some people were like, maybe it's like an STI and you could get it via sex.
But now that would be an interesting angle for an erotic novel.
Yeah, and there's also in the queer critique of zombies, there's also the idea that like zombies as AIDS, essentially the HIV and using it in that way.
It really is a blank canvas for anything that's scary, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But my favorite line, which is just not like it's not even terrible. I just loved, I don't know what I loved about it, but it's in the form of, you know, would you have sex with a zombie? That's the question. I'm happy to report that like 90% were like, no. So that's good. Some people did say, depends how fresh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But one man said, no, I would not, if I could possibly avoid it.
I don't know, in what circumstances you're being forced. You're having a bad day if that's happening.
I love this caveat on it. If I can avoid it, I wouldn't, guys. I wouldn't. But, like, you never know. Never say never. Am I right? So,
I just want to do a real quick fire game of would you rather fuck?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Here for it.
Let's ready? Go. Like, don't hesitate.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
Would you rather fuck a quick zombie or a fast zombie? Quick. No.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Rewind. Would you rather fuck a quick zombie or a slow zombie?
Slow zombie. There's two reasons. Okay. Firstly, it's a two-part process. Yeah. Firstly, more likely to be able to tie it up so it won't be able to, like, eat me.
Oh, yeah. Kinky.
Yeah. First, the first is just survival. The second is, like, I don't want to jackhammer situation with a zombie. Also feel like the more velocity, the more likely decaying bits would fall.
Oh my god. I mean, for a quick fire answer, that was very well thought through. Okay.
Yeah, this is assuming that I've never thought about this topic before, Sam.
Would you rather fuck a werewolf or a zombie doctor?
Oh, werewolf.
I mean, yeah. Okay, werewolf, vampire.
Werewolf.
Oh.
I just find werewolves hot.
Ooh, okay. Zombie or vampire?
Vampire.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be. Yeah. I can't think of a circumstance where I would pick the zombie willingly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ghost or werewolf?
Ghost.
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah!
Same. Okay, last one. Would you rather fuck the werewolf pack leader that's selling her rejects to become zombies, or the zombie doctor who's turning people into zombies and paying for it?
Werewolf. I feel like this is getting into a very political and moral standpoint here. But I feel like if there wasn't a market for the zombie people, that the werewolf alpha would just like be like, no, you're not allowed in my pack.
So you're saying that the zombie doctor is the more evil.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
I like that you're basing your decision based on ethics rather than, you know, what creature they are.
Well, the zombie doctor's just a human, right?
Yeah, fucked up human.
Yeah. He's essentially like a mortician,
I guess. Sorry to all the mortician listeners that we have. Great. Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me. I'll have to think of something for you next time. Yes, I want to leave you on this final thought.
I'm like weirdly scared.
Is that because I'm doing the evil fingers?
Yes.
So one academic article that I came across is called The Reparative Bite of the Zombie Mouth. And I was like, that's an interesting title. I'm a chuck this one a little read-ski. And
sure.
See, that's the thing that's disgusted you most during this podcast.
Yeah, at this point.
So I went on. It was essentially trying to feminist up the freak version of Fleshlights, which was a zombie mouth that you put your penis into, like a fleshlight.
No.
But it looks like it's biting off your penis.
No.
And it's all like green and like and fleshy with teeth.
Oh. Oh.
And so then I was like, well, I need to check out the freaks range.
Is it actually for sale? Like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Freaky.
Yeah. So I was like.
So, that's just like, what? I mean, fleshlights to begin with, I don't.
I think I prefer the zombie mouth to like a little vagina flap. That's what the fleshlight normally is. It's just like a little, it's just like one single kind of flap.
I think it's a slit, actually.
A slit.
Flesh cleft.
A flesh cleft.
I've been learning with all this reading.
You should be in marketing for Fleshlight. That was fucking poetic.
Oh, you reckon people would buy a flesh cleft?
Flesh cleft. Ooh, flesh cleft. Yeah, I would. I'm tempted to buy it. I've never been tempted to buy a fleshlight before. Now I am. Yeah, they have a whole freak section. Although, I know I saw pictures of the zombie one, but when I went onto the Fleshlight website, all I could find, yeah,
your search history.
I know. All I could find were freaks versions of dildos, and there was Dracula's dick, which was red, which doesn't make sense. It wouldn't be red.
Well, it would not.
It'd be like white.
I mean, right? Please.
Yeah, but it could
respect our intelligence.
But it couldn't be white because the Yeti dick was white.
Of course.
And then there was like the Frankenstein penis that had like nuts and bolts in it. It was like and there was a cyborg penis.
This is wow.
So people like fucking monsters. So
well, that's upsetting, but thank you for sharing.
You're welcome, and good night.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.